This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Here's a question for you, and of course, there's time for the people that say it's early, but at the moment, Orioles are 4 games out of first place, and they're under 500. If this trend continues and we get closer to the deadline, we've seen Mike Elias at the beginning of his reign. He can still hang his hat on that Jorge Lopez trade, which netted the Orioles a nice return. Could he be back in the role of seller again? And we know he's a reluctant buyer, but do you think he'll pull the trigger on, say, Cedric Mullins or Ryan Mountcastle, maybe a Ryan O'Hearn as we head towards the deadline?
Well, I mean, this is why, you know, we opened the show like we did and sort of set up what are, you know, the billionaires over there, what are they thinking? Because, like, could you really trust him to mine the fort? Like, he clearly has done this a certain way. He has certain things he believes in. He has certain types of players, we've documented, that he keeps latching onto via trades or signings. He has certain roster-building philosophies that seem unwaverable. So could you trust him to under duress, where he doesn't do any quality work under duress, really change course and admit defeat and be willing not just to make a few trades at the deadline, but like to get ahead of the curve? Like, Cedric Mullins could be one of the best position players in baseball, any position.
Available
at the deadline.
Yes.
At a premium position, center field, where you don't often see that. Like, would he actually be forward thinking enough to admit defeat, wave the white flag, say, you know what? As much as I want to hype all our prospects and pretend that Jackson Holliday is a difference maker and pretend that Adley Rutschman is an aircraft carrier, they're not, and we don't have nearly enough to overcome the worst starting rotation in baseball and a closer who can only pitch 3 days a week. Like, we're cooked. Like, will he have the wherewithal to do that the way someone from the outside could look at that picture and say, no, we're way over our skis and where we're not supposed to be? And guess what? It's going to take more than just trading a Kobe Mayo, whose value is declining by the day, or a Heston Kerstad, whose value is way down than what it could have been in the past, to try to move the needle. I just don't know that he has proven to be trustworthy enough to do the job, in the same way that Dan Duquette was clearly not the right man for the job when they finally tore it down there.
I think he would, and mainly because you can go back, and I know it's not the same thing, but you go back to 2022, where they were 52-51. They were 2.5 games back of the wild card. The Orioles were one of the feel-good teams that season. He traded away Trey Mancini. He traded away Jorge Lopez. And remember, that was when he said, well, we're not going to make the playoffs. Why would I not sell?
And then
he had to fly to Houston to apologize to the team.
But that year, he didn't tell the owner he thought they were making the playoffs.
He's told this owner, we've
got one of the three best rosters in baseball.
I know it's not like for like, but my point being, if this team is hovering around 500 like that team was 3 years ago, we know how analytically driven this team is. And if you punch it to the numbers and the numbers say, well, we're probably going to finish 5, 6, 7 games out of the wild card. Why would you not trade a Cedric Mullins when he's about to hit free agency and you lose him for nothing? Why would you not trade a Ryan Mountcastle who, gosh, Bob Nightingale floated that out there a week into the season that the Orioles were looking at moving him. And both those names were brought up last year at the trade deadline. It would be total malpractice him to not.
But they've been. I have a clarification. Is it, will they make moves at the deadline or will they get ahead of it and make moves?
I mean, be a hardcore seller. Punt on the season and realize this team is not winning in October.
I don't see them doing that in June.
No, not in June.
I mean, maybe not June, but maybe at the All-Star break. I'm talking about consummate one or two significant trades more than 2 weeks or a week before the deadline. Like, I'm talking about waving your ass in front of every team saying, we're open for business now. Like, we did not build what we thought we built. And we've got a lot of work to do, and it's not just Mullins, and it's not just Mountcastle, but it's going to ownership and saying, hey, like, if we don't want to be stuck paying this whole freight for Tyler O'Neill to DH for us next year, then we need to eat a couple million in next year's salary now, and let me get him the hell out of here now. Like, let's just look at Dylan Beavers. Like, I drafted all these outfielders. Let me make room. Whatever. Whoever is a trade. Kowser's back by then. Mm-hmm. Maybe you keep Heston. Like, let me, you know, Gary Sanchez, vaya con Dios. Yeah. Let me get whatever. Like, I'm talking about being the most active seller at the deadline or something close to it. Because I think that's what a true baseball person, if they got they got parachuted into this situation, don't you think that's what they would do? They would be like, let me undo all these mistakes ASAP. The dudes who should have been traded years ago are gone in the next 3 weeks.
Just to clarify, that's if this thing is sideways June 1st. So, but I don't think he does that, though.
I don't think he does it even if it is sideways.
There's nothing in his makeup that says he's going to aggressively do anything.
And to Bone's point about being 7 games out of the wild card, do you know how, like, have you looked at the American League? All the good teams are in the National League. Yeah. Like, you'd have to be 20 games below 500 to be 7 out of the last wild card.
I meant if his projections had them finishing 7 games out of the wild card. Not saying that they would be at that point on July 31st or whatever.
The problem with his projections is he doesn't just project the Orioles. He projects the whole league. So he can go to the owner, and this is what they should be. This is what their record should be. And this is what our record should be. And, oh, if not for those pesky injuries.
To your point, though, he can tell the owner everybody else is down, too. We're hanging right in there.
That's what I think he would sell.
Yeah.
I think he would sell, well, look at all our injuries and look how nobody else took advantage of that time. You know what I think he would sell? The same crap as last year. Jackson Holliday would be better in the second half. Kobe Mayo will be here. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe, hey, we get rid of Sanchez and maybe Basayo gets in the mix if Sanchez isn't hitting anybody. Yeah, whatever we're going to get from Kyle Bradish. That's my fear, is not only will he have killed this season at the start, which he did by building a Frankenstein baseball team, but he will double down on that failure by not being nearly as willing to recognize his mistakes like a real GM would, and instead propagating this grift on people rather than saying, you know what, it is truly in our best interest if we're ever going to have a parade to seriously start moving things.
Let me ask you a question. I'm being serious. Do you think a GM can admit his mistakes if he doesn't think he made any mistakes?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, if the standings don't matter, and all that really matters is, like he said, how many teams, I'm going to play that clip forever.
Yeah.
How many teams deserve to be 500 or better in the AL East? Catch him in all the BS that he does. Catch him in all these little fanciful phrases that he throws in there as if it's the baseball gods and not the monster that he built. Like, So no, I don't know if he can ever be wrong in his brain. That's why I say his selfishness and his ego are one of the biggest problems with this entire franchise. And there's not a single soul in that organization, in baseball ops, in marketing, in PR, and probably in ownership, who would pull him aside and say, dude, get this. You have no idea what you're talking about. You have wrecked this thing. You have wasted what should have been the prime years to be having a monster, a real monster, a winning monster around a 23-year-old Gunnar Henderson. Like, you've lost the plot entirely and you need to go. No one's going to do that because he's the most prevalent voice there. He meddles in everything he wants to meddle in. He changed the ballpark twice.
Hey, it was in my six-pack.
Who's saying anything to him?
It was in my six-pack yesterday, even though Ben's team, Jason, you won anyway. But
it was all field stuff.
Yeah, but no, I
on
said
on the field. No, I'm saying all mine were on the field.
Yeah, I hear you. Orioles and Nationals tonight at 6:45. Baltimore Baseball Night 5:30. Dean Kramer, Mitchell Parker, your pitcher, is a lefty for the Nationals, so that should be fun. Baltimore Baseball Night, Bob Haney and Mike Bordick coming up next. Purple rain in the forecast. A lot of the mocks have the Ravens taking an offensive lineman. So with that in mind, what is this O-line class look like? Who's a realistic option for the Ravens if they stay at 27? We discuss next here on The Fan.